Maria had only had a few dates with Jason so far, two of which were unchaperoned but in very public places, so suffice to say she hadn't had a chance to engage in a repeat of their first meeting. She thought about him, on the floor of his mother's dining room, wanton and lustful before her eyes. If she hadn't been assured of the fact by Julia, she would have had trouble believing this wanton creature was in fact a virgin. But if there was one thing she had gotten to know about Jason, it was that he was clever and practical. He had promised his mother obedience and chastity for the chance to complete his education, and for him, that had been a worthwhile trade. That didn't mean, though, that he didn't crave sex, that he didn't crave being taken by a woman and used in the most intimate of ways men should be. She was not ashamed to admit that many nights, as she lay in bed alone, she would think back to their first meeting. He had been beautiful in his submission. He had knelt before her in true supplication, but his eyes had still been defiant, daring her to push his limits. She had forced him to strip and inspected him like she was purchasing livestock. She forced him to bend over so she could see all his assets. She had used his tongue and forced him to come, and he had loved all of it. Maria could practically taste the need in his mind, body, and soul to be dominated. Maria had known submissive men before, but they were not exactly exciting. There was no challenge, no pushback, nothing to keep her engaged. Jason was certainly a beguiling creature, and though she never pictured herself entering an arranged marriage, the prospect was becoming more and more desirable every day. "Sam," she said through her intercom, "go home. I'm staying to work on this report." "Are you sure, Mom? You don't need me to take notes or type up anything." The office was deserted by this time, but her faithful assistant had remained in case she needed anything. He was a dear. Maria had made use of his talents before, but his needs were being neglected by his wife at the time. He needed a woman's attention. Thankfully, though, things seemed to be getting better. Sam was less stressed and seemed happier, so it was clear the therapy she had gifted them was working. She didn't want to undo all that by overworking Sam just because she was sexually frustrated. "No, Sam. This is the early stage. I'm mostly just throwing ideas at the wall at the moment. Enjoy your weekend. I'll see you on Monday." "Yes, Mom. Good night. I'll order takeout for you before I leave." She smiled. He really was a dear. Far too pure and good for the likes of her. Speaking of which, she wondered what Jason had been doing since their last date. Had he laid in bed at night, touching himself while thinking of her? "Damn it, woman, what's wrong with you?" she thought to herself. "Concentrate on your work. Getting all hot and bothered over a lecherous young man like this? What's so special about him anyway?" Those thoughts kept whirling around in her head, but any time she thought about Jason, all she could see was his naked form, his wanton body, and his defiant eyes. She was not going to touch herself in the office. She was not. 2 hours and one Chinese takeaway later, she had written less than half a page worth of notes and was considering calling it a night before she heard a noise outside of her door. Her office was made up of 3 rooms. A waiting room, where Sam's desk sat, separated from her own large workspace, and a door into a small shower room that could only be accessed through her room. The cleaners did not work at night. Seriously, if she found that Sam had stayed at work despite her dismissal, she was going to tan his backside and call his wife personally to come pick him up. However, it wasn't Sam on the other side of the door. It was Jason, leaning his hip against Sam's desk and looking at her with a wicked smile on his face. "I would have made an appointment, but in fairness, I didn't want anyone else to know I was here." Maria paused, trying to decide whether to scold him for being out of line. An unmarried, upper-class man coming to see a woman unaccompanied, without anyone knowing what was he thinking. Or play along with his adventurous little game. It didn't take long for the mischievous side of herself to take over, and she smiled. "I'm afraid I don't take walk-ins. You're going to have to come back here with your appointed guardian." "Are you sure?" "I can make it worth your while. I don't have any money, but a powerful woman such as yourself wouldn't need anything like that. I, on the other hand, have what you do need." "Oh, and what is that?" His smile grew wider and more sinful. "I don't think the words are appropriate for a gentleman like myself to say, but I'm sure you know." Clever. He was sidestepping actually making the offer just in case she decided to tell on him. Then he could claim he meant something else entirely. Maria walked over to him, slowly, cataloguing his reaction. Impressively, he managed to keep his face stoic, but his body got stiffer as she got nearer. She then reached out, viper fast, and grabbed his crotch through his trousers. He couldn't stop the gasp and whimper from escaping his mouth. "Is this what I need?" she said, squeezing tighter. "You infernal creature. You like tempting danger, don't you? You like putting your arm in the mouth of the lioness and daring her to take a bite." He smiled, clearly recognizing the myth she was referring to. The fearsome lioness was destroying the village, and no warrior could kill her. Then one day, a beautiful young man named Lysander decided to do something about it. He acquired chains from the blacksmith and went to the lioness's den. He asked if he could tie her up, and she merely laughed. Clearly amused and taken with him, she invited him into her den. He told her he loved her teeth, and asked if they could keep him in check, making sure the wilder side of his masculine nature didn't cause trouble. This was a time not long after society had accepted that masculinity needed to be strictly controlled. She promised she could keep him in check, but he claimed not to believe her. She asked what she could do to prove herself, and he said if she could take his arm into her mouth and restrain him without hurting him, he would believe her. She did so. He gave her a sweet smile, saying he believed her now. But when she let him go, she realized that while she was distracted, he had tied her up. It was an old story, mainly told to young girls to warn them against letting men distract them. Maria had always felt impressed by Lysander's cunning, and the fact that only he was able to save the village using what little power he had. She felt it was a bit outdated to think that men's sexuality was dangerous. However, looking at Jason now, who could be Lysander reincarnated, she was starting to see why the storytellers had framed it that way. Without letting go of Jason's crotch, she snaked her other hand up his body until it finally landed on his neck. She put her hand around it before tilting it to the side and leaned in to sink her teeth into the delicate skin. She wanted to bite harder. She wanted to suck until her mark was on him for all to see. But that would get them both into trouble. So she restrained herself and merely used her tongue and teeth to tease him. "I'm taking you into the lion's den," she whispered into his ear. "And this time, you are the one tied up." Jason gave a gasp that Maria knew was exaggerated in order to tempt her, but there was real arousal and anticipation behind it. She let him go and simply said, "Come." He followed her into her domain, completely ready and willing to allow whatever was going to happen, happen. It was a great deal of responsibility, but it excited Maria to no end. "Take off your clothes," she ordered as soon as the door closed behind them. He did so, stripping out of his fine robe, which was designed to deliberately hide his assets from prying eyes. But underneath, he was wearing the tight trousers favored by the lower classes. The shirt he was wearing was also sheer enough that his nipples were visible. She wanted to grab them in mock punishment for showing them off, but waited until he was fully undressed. "I have a very competent assistant," she said, surveying his beautiful body. "But I suppose you may have your uses." Jason frowned slightly at the mention of her assistant, a reaction which brought her great pleasure. "Now, grab your cock and start stroking it," she said as she sat back in the office chair, lounging as if a queen on her throne. "Give me a show and make it good." This was the first time he looked a little nervous, sexual performance obviously being new to him despite his boldness. "Now." With that word, he snapped into action, grabbed his cock tightly, and began to pump hard. "No, no. Take it slow and sensual. Remember, the purpose of this is not to get you off, it's to aid my arousal. Be the lecherous man I know you are. Tempt me as I know you want to do. Virgin though you may be, there's a whore inside you. I want to see him." Jason, true to form, seemed to take this as a challenge and dropped to his knees, spreading his thighs and arching his back so his cock was on full display. He started by stroking his thighs and rocking his hips, getting her embarrassingly wet before he even touched his cock. Not that she would ever let him know that. He licked his lips, almost daring her to touch herself before he did. These were the kinds of games she was growing to love. But giving in was not an option. "If you don't touch that cock, you will not be leaving this building satisfied." Smirking, he started stroking, running his thumb over the head that was already leaking pre-cum. Maria stood up and walked over to her desk, taking out some hand lotion in order to make the masturbation smooth and more comfortable. Oh, that was a mistake. The obscene, wet noises the moisture created made her cunt drip in anticipation. It wasn't long before she couldn't handle it anymore and pulled up her skirt, took off her panties and started rubbing her aching clit. Jason smiled, as though this was some kind of victory. Oh, she was going to make him sorry for that. "Do you want to put your cock inside me?" she asked. "Do you want to feel how wet you make me? Are you aching to know what a woman really feels like?" His smile faltered at the words and she knew she was winning. "Your hand just isn't enough, is it? You're a whore inside a gentleman's body and it's killing you to not climb onto my desk and present your cock to me, isn't it? You've waited so long. You don't want to wait anymore, do you? Answer me. No. Do you think of me as you touch yourself at night? Yes, I want you. I want to be inside you. I want your body on top of me, all around me, cocooning me. Please, take me into true manhood." Goddess, he was a profane poet. I imagined if he had an overseas sweetheart, his letters would be full of poetically veiled pornography. She wanted little more than to take him there and then, make him a man, make him her man. But she couldn't. It wasn't right to take what she wanted from a man before she had done right by him. The shame that could befall him otherwise was too great. "Please." "No, dear Jason," he whined pitifully. "One day soon, I will make you truly mine. But now is not that day. For now, I want you to crawl to me on your hands and knees. Put your tongue in between my legs, your hand in between yours, and bring us both to completion. The soft exhale that left his body was both relieved and disappointed, but he obeyed without question, crawling gracefully towards her, sticking out his pretty pink tongue teasingly before he even got to her. Slowly and delicately, he leaned his head down and gave her cunt the tiniest lick. She grabbed his head and said, "No more teasing tonight. Just lick me. Make my pleasure your own." All caution thrown to the wind, he dived into her cunt and began licking hard and fast, teasing her clit with his inexperienced but naturally talented tongue. He didn't need to make her much wetter than she already was, so he sank his tongue deep inside her, thrusting it in and out. She would have to teach him the finer points of the female body, but he more than made up for that by getting her ready with his earlier display. She could see his hips thrusting as he fucked his own hand, and as she watched his perky little ass move back and forth, she lost it and came with his tongue inside her. The sensation overwhelmed her, and her vision slowly left her. She didn't know how long she spent in that space between conscious and unconscious, but when she looked down, she could see Jason's sweet face looking up at her. She knew then that the sight of her pleasure had sent him over the edge. It was the first time he looked genuinely shy. She leaned down and kissed his mouth, still wet with her slick, and he melted into her. She was overcome with a need to hold him. But she only indulged in that for a minute, because she needed to get him back home where he belonged, lest his mother come storming her door. "Go into the shower room. Clean up and get dressed, Jason. I'll take you home."